My favorite part was just working with everybody. They were all so nice and answered all of my questions. And I think the camaraderie was really the best part.
My interest probably for NLI came because Brooke took the course with you guys. I had had some laser hair removal done on myself and didn't have a great experience. And so I wanted to be able to provide a better service in my town locally.
Hey, I'm Lewis, the laser guy, and welcome to my podcast, Pursue Your Passion. Join me on my journey as we discover how estheticians, nurses, physicians, and complete career changers are living their passion in this booming billion-dollar medical aesthetics industry. Finding your purpose isn't only about making great money, it's about so much more. It's about tapping into your passions and chasing your dreams. Welcome everybody to the National Laser Institute. I'm Lewis, the laser guy, here interviewing some family members who took the National Laser Institute training courses. We have a mother-daughter team, which is so cool. If you guys could be so kind to just introduce yourself, your first name and city and state you live in, and what course did you take? Was it a laser course or an injection course?
My name is Brandy. I live in Prescott Valley, Arizona, and I took the laser course down at National Laser Institute in Scottsdale.
My name is Brooke. I also live in Prescott, and I took the Botox and injectables in March of 2018, also at National Laser Institute in Scottsdale.
All right, so that makes you a nurse and you a laser tech, right?
That's correct.
Got it. So just out of curiosity to start off this conversation, could you guys be so kind and tell me, like, what was the prior job, the last job before stepping into this industry?
I am also a dental hygienist, so I have been slowly changing over to the med spa.
So you've been in the teeth world.
Yes.
Got it. All right. And mom's been in the teeth world. And daughter, what have you been doing?
And I've been a nurse at our local hospital for the past 3 years.
Okay, are we talking like delivering babies or COVID or psychiatric? What kind of nursing?
I did work COVID throughout everything. And I just worked basically a general medical surgical floor.
Okay, so you took the course first, right?
Yes, I did.
What made you wake up one day, my dear, and say, you know what, I'm a hospital nurse, but that cosmetic medicine stuff, those injections, laser seems kind of cool. I want to explore this. What made you think that?
You know what? I actually graduated high school knowing that this is probably what I wanted to do. But I knew I also needed to get my foot in the door with general nursing. And so I did that. And then as soon as I hit my 2 years, I was at National Laser Institute.
So you're saying like at age 17 or 18, you had knew about Botox and fillers and lasers and you thought this could be for me in high school.
Absolutely.
Now, how do you even hear about it? Like, were you watching like Kardashian the news, or like, what made you think of injection? Because at age 17, most gals aren't thinking injections and lasers, right?
Yeah, you know, I think I just had some friends that were doing it, and I follow a lot of plastic surgeons on Instagram and all kinds of things like that. I loved Botched, and so I think I just learned of it from there, and so I was really interested to do it.
Awesome.
And so I went after it.
So when you went to nursing school, you went to nursing school for the purpose of getting a nursing license so you could eventually one day get into medical aesthetics.
Absolutely.
Very, very cool. And how do you stumble across, I mean, I know we're the biggest in the world of medical aesthetics training, but not everybody knows about us because, you know, you can be the biggest in the world and nobody's heard of you. How did you hear about National Laser?
I'll be honest, I just did a Google search and I compared National Laser Institute with some other places, and you guys seemed like you had happy graduates and successful people. So that's where I decided to go.
And what do you remember about your experience, and which course specifically did you take? How many days were you here?
I was just here for the 2 days. I did take the basic Botox and injectables, but I learned a lot from it. And my favorite part was just working with everybody. They were all so nice and answered all of my questions. And I think the camaraderie was really the best part.
So you did our weekend boot camp crash course, Saturday neurotoxins, Botox Dysport, Sunday fillers, and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
Very cool. And after you graduated from our course, what was like your next step? Did you start looking for a job? Did you dabble on your own? What did you do?
Did work at a spa for a little bit while I was also working at the hospital, just trying to get my feet under me and gain some experience, find a mentor, and really went from there.
Okay, so you kind of did a little part-time work in injections initially.
Yes.
Got more and more experience and then evolved to full-time?
Yeah.
Are you doing only injections or are you doing any technology also?
Right now I'm just doing injections, but I am looking for another class. So
very, very cool. All right, so we got the daughter story. Very cool. So Mom, how did you enter this picture?
My interest probably for NLI came because Brooke took the course with you guys. And then I had had some laser hair removal done on myself and didn't have a great experience. And so I wanted to be able to provide a better service in my town locally.
Gotcha. So then you took the 2-week program, right?
I did.
And you took it during COVID, right?
I did.
So you did the classroom, the 5 days of classroom online, correct? Zoom.
Yes.
And then I think it was a day break. And then you came for like the 10 days of clinical in person in Scottsdale.
Yes, that's correct.
Awesome. What month was that?
I believe that was back in April.
And how was your experience on online in the classroom? How's your experience also clinical in person?
There was a lot of information. So I think that the way that it was set up like that was actually really nice. And then it was all reviewed again when I was in person. So it was awesome.
All right. So your training experience, the whole program, the course together, be honest with me, no bullshitting. On a 1 to 10, with 10 being amazing, 1 being we suck, 5 being average type of course. Give us a number. I'm just curious.
The course itself, I thought was great. I really think that it was a 10.
So now where are you working, Mom?
So I actually opened my own med spa in Prescott Valley, Arizona, called Skin Deep. And that we bought a laser and just got right down to work.
So you guys are working together now.
We do.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. How fun is that? How cool is that? I love that. I've had the opportunity to work with my kids. My older son worked for me about a year, and then he left, moved to Austin, you know, can't work for the family. And then my younger son's working for me now. So it's kind of fun, but who knows? Very, very cool. So words of wisdom for other people out there, whether they're nurses or in the dental field or, you know, anything at all, any words of wisdom for each of you guys, as far as if somebody's contemplating stepping into this crazy world of medical aesthetics. I mean, I know it's a booming $16 billion industry. I know there's 5,000 med spas out there. And there's definitely financial opportunities and room to grow financially and, you know, personal growth. But like, what kind of words of wisdom would you guys have for people that are kind of looking at this, checking it out, whether there's a side hustle, part-time or full-time, like what would you say to them?
I shadowed probably 3 or 4 different nurse injectors before I actually went and did it. And so that's how I really confirmed that that's what I wanted to do.
Right. And so did you just kind of hit up random people, say, hey, can I watch you? Are they friends or?
Yeah. Network. I just really like looked around and dug into what
you're the first person in my 18 years in this business. And I've met over 20,000 graduates. Okay.
Wow.
You're the first person I've ever met that's ever done that ever. Interesting, huh?
Wow.
So, I mean, true story. Cause most people, you know, they get a treatment, they like it, they jump in, they learn it. Now maybe they just do a weekend course and don't do a week or two. Maybe afterwards they'll shadow somebody for a day or two just to observe somebody else's style. But you're the first person I've ever heard of doing that before, which is kind of cool, different. And how about you, Mom?
There's a lot of people out there that go to work every day that aren't happy. And I believe in just really loving what you do. And I love this. And I think that if you've got the drive, you should go for it.
Yeah, I like that because I had a job for 7 years, you guys, I was a stockbroker. And every single day for 7 straight years, I swear to God, I hit the snooze button 3 times. Everyone go to work. The only time I ever got happy was lunchtime. You get out of there for an hour and the 5 o'clock bell. And that was my 7-year existence. Thank God. Now I love waking up. I love going to work. I always wake up before. I've never hit the snooze button. It's just like, it's such a life changer to do something you like doing and be able to pay the bills and grow financially at the same time. I totally agree with you 1000%. You got to follow your passion first and then figure out how to monetize it, you know, make a good income. And then it all comes together. People who go down the road of, let me get a job just to make money. If they're not digging it, if it's not enjoyable, it's a short lived. Yeah.
True.
Cool. Well, nice catching up with you two ladies. Congratulations on your success. Congratulations on doing something you want to do. So health, happiness, and success to you guys, and stay in touch and keep me in the loop. And we're going to post this all over Instagram and Facebook and find out 200,000 people. So maybe you'll pick up some customers.
That sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Have a great day. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Pursue Your Passion podcast. Are you interested in learning more about the medical aesthetics industry? Well, feel free to visit us online at nationallaserinstitute.com or connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Lewis, the Laser Guy, and we'll see you next week.